Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Mary reaches another one of those milestones, another birthday in the books. Now, you know and I know that birthdays are just numbers. I will attempt in these 5 minutes to do a tiny bit of justice for some semblance of a tribute to the woman who has made my life. Here are 21 gifts she has given me. There are 1,000 more, but I wouldn't want you to think that I'm making this up. I'm not. These are the real people, the real places, and the real things that would not be mine if not for Mary. The Pacific Ocean. We used to pretend to argue which is the greatest of the oceans. I'm an East Coaster, and she was of the Western persuasion. She settled the issue once and for all by taking me there. I watched the surf roll in at Bodega, and everything she said became clear. Then she took me across the ocean and showed me a land beyond my imagination, filled with folks who like to smile as much as I do. Go to Australia before you die. Now, I'm a classical music lover and have been known to belittle other forms. So Mary took me to see Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders at the Aragon in Chicago so many years ago. Now surrounded by a wall of sound made by superb musicians, I got it. There is music after Bach. She gave me 2 great women. Suzanne, 40-some years ago, and Ella, 30 years later. I have tried to imagine my life without them, and I can't. Mary taught me that all politics is local. I didn't like it then. I don't like it now. But that doesn't mean it isn't true. I used to think the desert was barren. I thought it was another version of the concrete that I grew up with. Then Mary showed me the desert in bloom. Is there anything more beautiful? I'm usually credited with being the foodie in our family, but when you take a closer look, the picture changes dramatically. Until sitting down in Mary's kitchen, I had not eaten grilled cheese and tomato soup, Mexican or Southwestern food, or even homemade pizza. I had no idea what biodynamics was. I had never grown food for other people to eat, and I had never seen dirt as the essential beginning of good health. I would say all of that makes Mary the foodie. Mary showed me San Francisco and Tucson and Austin, Texas, and Denali. Mary taught me that artists don't live on their inspiration. They need to eat. She pushed us to stretch the boundaries of generosity. She is the reason our home is brimming with glorious art. She stood me under the redwoods. It was my first profound churching experience since Chartres in France. And yes, she took me to France, too. She made Elabella Farm and invited me to jump right in. Elabella means the farmer's market and starry nights, sunrises beyond compare, birdsong and the billowing prairie. Elabella has been home and adventure and contemplation and joyous noise, the scene of countless spendovers, cat naps, flower-full vases hanging heads of garlic, warm wood stoves, and Liberty apples in August. It's too bad that I only have 5 minutes with you because, like the numbers of stars and the shapes of the clouds, the Mary list is essentially infinite. I'm only now just getting to the important stuff, some of the things that really matter, living sustainably, and home birth, and raising children, and honesty, and unconditional love. We know who we are, warts and all. We know what we can do for each other and what we can't. We know that it's right and true to start and end the day with each other. We know we are uncommonly lucky in that we have each other. So, here's to another year in our book. Happy birthday, Mary. I love you, and I will love you, always and forever.